Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 59 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the earth-loving, tree-hugging creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to it on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, happy Earth Day, my friends! Happy Earth Day! And if you haven't done so already, today is the perfect day to plant a tree, donate to one of your favorite Earth-loving organizations, or to just kick off your shoes and walk around barefoot outside. The older I get, the more deeply I feel and understand the importance of protecting this amazing planet we have the privilege to live on, and the sadder it makes me to see the way that we have trashed it within an inch of its life, all in the name of greed and human convenience. I'm turning into one of those kind of hippies. And it's not going to be very convenient for us if our planet dies. So to that I say, do what you can in whatever big or small way you feel able, even if it's just to start educating yourself about what it is we have done to the water and soil and forests and animals and ultimately to ourselves. And that alone should get the ball rolling in the right direction. And today would be a good day to start all that. And that's not really what this show is about, but I couldn't resist taking a moment to rant a bit in the name of Mother Earth. Happy Earth Day, damn it! Happy Earth Day! I should have done this show on Earth Day. I didn't think about that when I scheduled it and planned it. So we're not actually going to talk about the Earth today, but I've got it on the mind, and I hope you do too. So do something nice for Mother Earth today. What I originally intended to talk about is something that I have really been experiencing lately, and that is the magic of cruising. This is something that I have talked about before in various ways, going with the flow, leading a spirit-led life. But for me, these lessons, they tend to repeat themselves and go deeper and deeper every time they pass my way. You know, I think I've learned a lesson or taken it in to myself and made it a part of my life, and then I don't know, life just shows me again, like, hey, you can go even deeper with this, or remember this lesson. Sometimes I have to be reminded. And have you ever, basically it's this, have you ever noticed that when you stop trying so hard, things seem to magically go your way? I have, especially lately. In some Eastern philosophies, this is called the path of least resistance, or the law of detachment, or both. They kind of go together. Let go and let God, as many Christians will say. And I think it's because I am such an ambitious little thing that I am always amazed when life reminds me that this is the way it works. Get out of your own way and stop grasping like such a freak, Joanna. I was just reminded of that again, and I will tell you about that in a bit. But early last year, I had a really big, you know, ding, 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 aha moment around this idea when I read Tosha Silver's Outrageous Openness and really put into practice the idea of leading a spirit-led life, which, again, that was not a new concept to me. But it was one of those things that came back around, and I took it in at a deeper level, and it really hung with me, you know, for most of the year. I kind of let it go toward the end of the year and then picked it back up again, and ideally, I would live a spirit-led life every single day because it just makes a lot of sense, and it works for me. That, And as I so often mention, the work of Robert Ojeda, those two things, they have really made me rethink also the whole concept and accompanying dogma surrounding the law of attraction, which I have been a fan of for so many years, and this show is supposed to be largely about, even though sometimes I get really far off that main topic. I wanted to explore the ideas of the law of attraction here on Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. And I know from experience that the law of attraction, as well as magical spells, witchy spells, which I see as a more creative, artistic version of the law of attraction, these things work. Maybe not every time, but often enough that I am convinced of their power. And just I'm just very intrigued by it. It really never gets old for me. It's interesting to see what works and what doesn't and why. And if it works, did you actually get what you wanted, or was it unfulfilling? Or did it fill you up? Did it make you feel like you were living on purpose? Or did you just manifest this weird random thing into your life that you wanted out of greed and you made a vision board for? I think about these things a lot. And I think that the only way to know for sure if something is true is to try it out for yourself. You know, don't take someone else's word for it. See if it works for you. And I may be the book nerdiest book nerd, and I do read books at a silly rate, but I don't believe one's spiritual beliefs or practice should be built that way. Books, you know, a book, it can spark an idea in you. And that's why I love books so much. It opens your mind. It makes you see things in a new way if it's a really good book. But then if you really want to understand, if you really want to attain true wisdom, the wisdom of knowing as opposed to book knowledge, you must let experience be your guide. You know, let life speak for itself. Let magic show you how it works and what it really is all about. And here's a weird but interesting thought. What if it works a little bit differently for each of us? So, you know, what if what works for Teal Scott doesn't work for Abraham Hicks and vice versa? Or, you know, what if what Gabrielle Bernstein is talking about doesn't really work for Oprah? I don't know. These people are popping into my head. But I'm just saying, like, maybe there are these conflicting opinions and ideas because they're based on personal experience that people are then generalizing and saying, hey, this is how it works. Maybe it's not how it works. Maybe it's how it works for that person. So whatever I'm saying here today, I urge you to put it into practice for your own life if it intrigues you and see how it works for you. I also don't think the law of attraction or magic is supernatural. I think it is the most natural thing in the world, which is why we see it in so many religions around the world, however wrapped in dogma it may be. And I have found for myself that the key to making this kind of magic work, to kind of cruise my way through life, which feels weird at first and entirely antithetical to the way I was brought up. You know, you must work for it. You must deserve it. What if there is no deserving? You know, what if in simply being your own human self, you are already entitled to live a happy life, and it's more about allowing than deserving? That's another thing I think a lot about. And I just, maybe I should warn you now. This could be a very rambly show because I didn't really plan out what I was going to say to you all today. I just had this idea in my head and wanted to talk about it. So I'm talking about it. So for me, keeping to this idea of cruising, and I mean cruising in a car, low rider style. That's one of Tanner's favorite songs. He calls it the George Lopez song. That Low Rider, that song. That was the George Lopez theme song. I'm so getting off topic, but my sister just got married, and we requested that at the reception. It was really cute to see my kid getting down to that song. And something about titling this show, you know, about being about cruising made me think about that. Take a little trip. Take a little trip, take a little trip with me. Please don't go away. I will stop singing. Isn't that so much better, though, metaphorically speaking, than zipping around in a panic, running red lights, and gunning for the perfect parking spot, so to speak? I mean, gosh, I hope this metaphor is working for you. But you will arrive at your destination just the same, and all the more relaxed and appreciative if you can learn to just chill the fork out for a minute and cruise, you know, just cruise. Jesus, take the wheel. And you might even find that the original destination you had in mind is not half as cool as the one you wind up at because you are not so attached to the outcome and you stayed open to the signs. Spirit may have a much groovier place in mind for you, which, of course, you might miss altogether if you are too busy grasping, and trying to make things happen. And I think that's why we sometimes get frustrated with old people drivers and old people walkers. I don't think it's just that their bodies have gotten rustier over time, which is probably true, but I think it's also that they go slow because they've acquired a bit of wisdom over time and know that there is no point in rushing about. There's no point to it, and also can just be a lot less productive, and that is something that I'm trying to remember, kind of how I've come to see the law of attraction, too. I have come to see that it's much better to see what spirit has in store for you than to try to make it do what you want it to do, to have it all your way. I am in a mastermind group with two of my friends. We call ourselves Magical Masterminds. And we talk about our business, that we talk about life too. And because when you run your own business from home, life very much comes into play with it. But I had gotten into a place where I was very, like, trying to make things happen, you know, and we talk about it there. So, I felt myself being bratty, like, I want it all now. I want this to work, and then I'm going to do this, and this is my plan, and this is what I've done today, and this is what I'm going to do tomorrow, and this is what I want to happen, and I wish this had already happened already, and blah, 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 blah. And it was reminding me of Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the bratty girl. I think she even has a song, like, I want it all now. And so we kind of had a running joke for a minute there about, you know, we were calling kind of like an archetype. We were saying like, oh, Veruca wants this or Veruca Salt wants that. And she became like an archetype in the group because, yeah, I think maybe we all do that sometimes. And sharing and tracking my life in business with two trusted friends has really shown me these patterns. And so that was kind of where I was at, maybe at the beginning of the month, I think, recently, in the last couple of weeks. And then spring break came along, and my son went to Bakersfield, and I cruised through the whole thing. I indulged myself like a pig in shit. I cheated a lot on my special diet. I eat a very specific diet, and I had a lot of extra little treats. And besides showing up to do my radio show and write my newsletter, I really stayed away from the internet and had a blast just reading books, flipping through magazines, going on walks, and hanging out. And something very strange started happening. A bunch of stuff started coming to me. Gifts in the mail and traffic to my website and some really cool opportunities. I was watching Phyllis Currit is my first witch, like, gee, it was a long time ago, around 2000, I want to say. I bought my first book on witchcraft, and it was Phyllis Currit's. She had a biography, an autobiography called Book of Shadows. And then she put out a book, kind of like a how-to book, called Witchcrafting. And so she was my first witch. And I found this video series that she did on YouTube. Gosh, I forget. It's not under her name. It's like I forget. Oh, darn it. Just put Phyllis Currit in or Wicca or something in YouTube and you might be able to find her. But she did this entire series. I was like, hey, I didn't know this was here. And I watched the whole thing and I was feeling all nostalgic, like, oh, I just love her. She's so smart. She's an attorney, an Ivy League educated attorney who fights for the rights of various religions and just a really cool, powerful woman. And I was just feeling her and thinking about it, and I was like, oh, I'll just shoot her an interview request. I'd love to interview her one day, so I'll just throw her a request. It was so me just hanging out and cruising, and then she wrote me right back and said she loved my energy and she would be happy to do an interview with me. So I have an interview scheduled with Phyllis Currit, my first witch. And that gave me such a thrill for a couple of days. I just kept, like, telling my husband, I'm interviewing Phyllis Currit. He has no idea who she is, but he was like, cool, good for you. And then another weird thing that happened that I know a lot of you are going to be excited about is last year I had been trying to set up an interview with Kim Kranz, the creator of the Wild Unknown Tarot deck that so many people have and they're constantly doing video reviews about and posting pictures on Facebook and Pinterest. This tarot deck is just, it's hand-drawn if you don't know what it is, but it's very hip and cool right now. Lots of people have it. It's a very groovy deck, and I really wanted to interview her. And we kind of went back and forth on it a bit, and it was hard to pin her down. And then I just stopped hearing from her altogether, and I was kind of bummed, but whatever. I let it go. Well, during this spring break period of cruising, I just randomly, I don't know if there are any coincidences, I hear from her. She's like, okay, I think I'm ready to do that interview now. So I'm interviewing her tomorrow for Every Which Way. And I was like, no way, I'm not even trying. A woman who watches my YouTube videos wrote to me and was like, hey, I really love your videos, and I like to occasionally send my YouTube mentor's presents, and I'd like to send you some crystals. She sent me a ginormous, heavy box of the most gorgeous natural crystals. I was in awe. I posted that on my Facebook page if you want to go check them out, because I think it's super duper duper cool. What else happened? All kinds of neat stuff happened like this. Oh, Ellen Dugan! I have like 10 Ellen Dugan books and The Witch's Tarot, which she created. Kind of the same situation as with Kim Kranz. I had been pursuing her, and then she kind of dropped off my radar, and I was disappointed. And then randomly during this period, she's like, okay, I think we can set this interview up now. So I'm going to be interviewing Ellen Dugan, too. And I ended up talking to her on the phone for almost an hour. She is kooky, crazy, so much fun, so chatty. But I know I'm like, really indulging myself here, but these things amazed me because I really wasn't trying, and it seemed like every time I sat down, it was like, oh my God, here's another email with this awesome opportunity falling into my lap, or something that I had tried to make happen and really wanted to make happen and couldn't make happen and ended up letting go. It came right back to me a whole bunch of months later when I was in cruise. Is it cruise control? Can you even have the word cruise and control together? That seems like an oxymoron to me. I was on autopilot. I was just chilling. So I was talking about that in the mastermind group with my friends and, like, saying, you know, I seem to go in these cycles where it's like push, 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 cruise, push, 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 cruise. And I really need to remember to cruise more often, because every time I do, this seems to happen. And this particular time, it really hit home for me on a much deeper level, and I got it. So I'm going to make a big fat note to self to cruise more often. And I'm not saying that I'm never going to make the effort. I will always make the effort, especially in biz. I think it's really important to show up again and again and to keep your commitments and put out great content and do your marketing so that people know you, that you're there, but not all the time. You know, sometimes you've got to lay off and see what all that effort will bring in if you give it the space to do so, if you just let yourself cruise. And I think sometimes just a lot of activity actually puts up a kind of wall of resistance where the good stuff, it can't come to you because you've created like this whole like energetic wall that blocks off. You know, you might be creating things and putting energy out into the world, using law of attraction, putting out spells, but if you're just constantly outputting and putting things out there, how is it ever going to come back to you? You've like created this weird force field of tension around yourself, so things can't like find their way back to you. It's like there's been some very interesting studies done on sleep and rest and napping and how we're actually more productive when we get more sleep, when we take more rest breaks, when we take naps. And a lot of our work is done while we're sleeping. Our brain is like organizing itself, and a lot of our creativity is organized that way, and you wake up and you have some great ideas. A lot of people have like the infamous shower aha moments, because I think it's just a moment of cruising. You're relaxing. The water is very relaxing. You're not in front of your computer, and it's like, bing, all of a sudden, like, this brilliant idea pops into your head, an insight, an aha moment, some little moment of enlightenment. And I really think that that is how the law of attraction works. You have to stop the output and allow the input to come back in. You have to listen. It's like the fallow period of a garden or the winter when you consider the wheel of the year. You have to learn how to move with the cycles of life, which is such a cool thing about the way neo-pagans operate or witchy people or now so many new agey law of attraction type practitioners. We're learning to watch nature, see the cycles of life, and how it's reflected in our own lives. And I think these cruising periods, these periods of rest, are just as important as the really productive go, 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 do, do, do kind of things. And in that spirit, I see I have 8 minutes left. Normally, I would sit here and jabber jaw your ear off in order to fulfill the entire 30-minute time slot, but I don't think I'm going to do that today. I think I'm just going to cruise. I'm going to end this show right here early and wish you all a very happy Earth Day. I will be back here next Tuesday at noon. Oh, and please go. I'm very excited about this. This is another cool thing. Oh, maybe I'm going to fill the whole 30 minutes up because I just thought of something I want to tell you. Another cool thing I did was I came up with a new this is going to take us to the end. All right, skip what I just said about cruising. I thought of a new series for my blog called The Weekly Witch Review, because I love to discover new things and I love to share new things, and I was really just playing. I go around and collect things on the internet in my spare time, and I think it's frustrating that if you Google witch or you put witch into YouTube or whatever, just a lot of weird things come up, demonology, Satanism, hate, a lot of black and purple, like scary music, Dungeons and Dragons style video games and stuff. So what I'm trying to do with Kick-Ass Witch is put a really bright, cheery, friendly face on this to show the witches I know. We are like cool, normal people, very spiritual people, very loving, earth-loving. I want to put that vibe out there. So I did this blog post for the fun of it. I was just entertaining myself, sharing what I had discovered in the last week that I thought was positive and represented, you know, not just witch stuff, but new agey, that kind of thing. And I did a blog post. It got like a couple thousand hits over the weekend. It was super popular, I think perhaps because Hogwarts Academy, you can now go online and participate in Hogwarts Academy. So I think that could maybe be why it got so much traffic. People are like, no way, I can go to Hogwarts. But anyway, that was another kind of moment of just cruising and going with the flow. I was doing it for the fun of it and thinking, I'm just going to do this every week for the fun of it because I can, because I'm already finding all these links. Why not share them with other people? And it totally worked out to be a smashing success. So there you go. There's my final little woohoo. How cool was this spring break period of cruising. All right, now I'm leaving for real. I wish you a very happy Earth Day. Much love to you. See you next Tuesday. Peace.